Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Dude, Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Created by award-winning filmmaker Bree Mills, Adult Time is a streaming service exclusively for adults. Adult Time is a platform where mature audiences can access a huge variety of premium adult content. Dubbed the Netflix of porn, Adult Time offers an extensive catalog of over 180 channels, 60,000 episodes, and at least 5 new releases every day from some of the most recognized studios, including Girls Way, Pure Taboo, Burning Angel, Fantasy Massage, Vivid Entertainment, and so many more. They also have exclusive original series, feature films, and much, much more. Get 1 week absolutely free by creating an account at adulttime.com and use the promo code Mr. Skin. Wow.
I guess that was a mouthful, huh, Andrew?
I guess we have a new sponsor, Skin.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. These guys are really cool. Adulttime.com, big fans. They're like, you mentioned in the promo, they're like the Netflix of porn. And mm-hmm. more and more people are finding out about this website. They have over 180 channels. And what is really intriguing to me is, obviously, in the adult world, they're the leading streaming service for adults. But what people don't know about Adult Time is the amount of original programming, the movies and original series. Like, like I say, it's very similar. It's picture porn, but then a Netflix business model where you pay a monthly fee, but you have access to, hundreds and hundreds of movies and original programming. And the original programming is a ton of fun. I'll talk a little bit later about it. But I've had my password and I've been for research purposes only, Andrea, checking this out. And it's really great. So thank you so much, adulttime.com, to sponsor us. And they are big time. You think MrSkin.com is a big website? We're a little babies compared to Adult Time. So very cool.
I love that.
Yeah. And I should also note that adulttime.com is a sponsor of my top 20 most iconic moments in celebrity nudity, which we're going to do today during the podcast.
Ooh, and yes.
let me give you a little backstory, Andrea,
please,
of this. As we've mentioned a few times this year, this is the 20th anniversary of the launch of MrSkin.com.
Right.
So at the website, we were thinking, okay, what could we do to celebrate 20 years of Mr. Skin? And we kicked around a bunch of ideas, but what we came up with was the 20 most iconic moments in celebrity nudity. And you may ask, what does that mean? Well, we looked at things. Star power obviously is important, or movie television power, something you would know.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing for me was the cultural impact. Like, how did this change things? What changed after this nude scene? Why was it so important?
Yeah, it was significant.
Significant. And what made it? What was the cultural impact that made it so important? And obviously the quality of the content is important. So we put this list together and we worked really hard on it at Mr. Skin. And today, Andrea, I have 20. For the podcast today, we're going to go through 20 through 11.
Okay.
And then next week, we're going to go through 10 to 1. And you're going to know, I'm pretty sure you're going to know all these scenes. Yeah, I'm pretty confident as I look it over.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, I'm happy to share the behind the scenes or the reasons. But you're going to know a lot of this. But I think what will be interesting is when we talk about why it made the list and what the cultural impact was and why it made our top 20. So let me get started with number 20 on the 20 most iconic moments in celebrity nudity. You know this well. It's Kate Winslet her nude scene in Titanic.
Epic.
Well, listen, I have different levels of nudity. What was the best nude scene of all time? What's the most famous nude scene of all time? What's the most watched nude scene in a theater of all time?
Yep.
I'd have to say Titanic, which, by the way, was PG-13.
That's
and
right.
A real surprise that in a the highest grossing movie of all time had a nude scene. It's hard to comprehend in this day of Disney and Marvel and superhero movies that the highest grossing movie of all time had a great nude scene, but there's the scene where Leonardo DiCaprio is an artist and Kate Winslet strips down. And by the way, there's I should mention in I think in the picture that CP is showing you, you only see breasts, but
right.
You could see there's different edits of this, and I should look for the we may or
the
may not have
edit.
It at the site. Yeah, there's an edit. There's different aspect ratios that show much more than what
than this framing, yeah.
What some people saw in theaters. But anyway, that being said, I'm watching it right now on a loop, a GIF, and my God, is that a hot scene? By the way, I'm a big Kate Winslet fan. Obviously, she's done a lot of great nude scenes in her career, but this scene to be a PG-13 nude scene that was in a blockbuster movie and. As far as I'm concerned, the most watched nude scene in theaters in the history of the world had to be on our 20 most iconic moments in celeb nudity.
Absolutely. And this, you know, she was already an actress and doing all this stuff, but this movie also catapulted her right to the A-list, 100% household name from here on out. And we all know what her boobs look like. Because like you said, PG-13, everyone saw these boobs. Everyone.
Yeah, well, she, she was only 21 at the time when she made this movie. It's kind of, you forget about that. And what else did I read about that? That, that James Cameron, the director, actually was the one who sketched that thing. It wasn't Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow.
It wasn't, yeah, I know.
I knew it
cool.
wasn't Leo, but I didn't know it was James Cameron.
Yeah. So anyway, Mr. Skin, to celebrate our 20th anniversary, our 20 most iconic moments in celebrity nudity, number 20 is Kate Winslet in Titanic.
Beautifully done.
The highest grossing movie of all time. Really, really amazing. Now, this next one is not one you'd guess, but this had, God, did this, was this important when you look at where we are today?
Okay.
But at the time, it was just very, very controversial. Do you remember a movie called The Crying Game?
You know, the title itself sounds super duper familiar, but I don't have any direct knowledge or nothing's coming up in my mind. What do we got going on with this?
Well, so Neil Jordan directed this.
Okay.
It was definitely, especially for the early 90s, a very unconventional love story. And it became like a word of mouth sensation thanks to a shocking nude scene at the hour and 3 minute mark where this Stephen Ray and the audience at the exact same time discover that the supposed actress played by Jay Davidson is not a woman he's fallen for.
Wait,
but
what?
Actually a man.
And
you got to understand now, you know, today with billions and transgender and everything else and what we're seeing in Euphoria and all that, none of that could have happened if this Crying Game movie didn't happen. And Andrew, you could see, I don't know if you could click on that and see what
I've
happened.
I've now scrolled down and I'm now seeing what I need to see. And that's a man, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of the most, that was a big deal to kind of like
that's a
not
big deal.
Give away.
That's a big deal.
Because here's the thing, like, and
on
I
so
know myself, I can't remember if, I just can't remember what how I reacted to this when it came out, but the 1992 Mr. Skin would totally have had no idea that that was a man, like, because that wouldn't even be in the realm of possibility based on my life experience.
Yeah,
it just wouldn't. So I would have been just as shocked as everyone. So it was really important It was really important that you didn't give away this big scene, especially that nowadays I think
we'd be like, wait a second,
is that a dude? Is that a dude? Like, but it wasn't even there. It wasn't even in the realm of possibility. It fooled a lot of people.
Hey, yeah. Skin, do you
and
feel,
if you go back and watch it,
yeah,
what's that?
Do you feel
well,
like
if you go
now,
back and watch it, what's that?
You go.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so excited about
Me
talking
too.
Cock. When you look back. The movie is definitely full of hints leading up to the big reveal here. And even the theme song was When a Man Loves a Woman. It's fun when you go back and see it. But audiences like gasped. They could not believe it. And this was a big crossover hit from art house. And then it became mainstream because of this scene.
Right.
And so that made our list. Cultural impact obviously was huge, and it got lots of Oscar nominations. And again, it's not shocking looking at 2019, but in the early 90s, that was a big, big deal. So
the question I wanted to ask you was, so clearly this was not in anyone's consciousness when this came out. Now that it is, do you actually watch films now or TV shows now wondering, I wonder if that was a naturally born man?
Well,
because to me, I do. Now that I know that it is so normalized, and it's a great thing in cinema and TV that we have these crossover actresses and actors, I'm now looking for it.
Yeah, I am too. And,
yeah.
Euphoria was a great example.
Exactly.
It's funny when Hunter Schafer was in bed with Zendaya wearing panties.
Yes.
I was watching with my wife and we're like, wait a second, is that a bulge in her pants? And you know, again, when you're caught off guard like that, you're not you're just not ready. But I will say this. If the 1992 me was watching Euphoria,
you
I would have
seen
had
it.
No idea that
you wouldn't even have seen it.
Hunter Schafer was a dude, right?
Oh
yeah.
Lord!
So
cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. But yeah, it was a big deal. The plot twist of The Crying Game, which is number 19 on our list.
Very cool.
So again, now counting down the most iconic nude moments of all time in celebrity history is this one I fought for because I think it's a big deal. I'm not saying this will ever win any Oscars or it's critically acclaimed, but kink going mainstream in 50 Shades.
And
we're talking about the franchise itself.
Yes.
And what was a big deal over the last few years is that these three movies, this franchise, there was 50 Shades of Grey, and then all of them, starting with 50 Shades of Grey. They grossed over $1.3 billion worldwide, which is unbelievable.
The people wanted it, apparently, you know?
Yes, yes. And you know, you don't have... One of the ones on our list deals a little bit with this bondage-type stuff, but that's very uncommon for... a movie that features what this was about to make a splash in the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And 50 Shades is huge because, Andrea, in years to come, people are not going to be horrified and turned away when the next big Hollywood movie features, quote, kinky stuff,
right?
Like it did in this 50 Shades franchise. So I was always wondering, because in the you remember when all the women were reading 50 Shades books and stuff,
oh,
it was a big
yes,
deal.
I do.
But like, for someone like you that's lived like maybe a more, you know, in a life where you've been
progressive
around
lifestyle.
progressive lifestyle, but for like someone like that's a soccer mom in the suburbs,
this is a big deal.
It was kind of kinky stuff. So I was wondering when they made the movies, like, were they going to wimp out and not show good nudity? But Dakota Johnson and company did really well. Really well as far as the nudity goes.
Absolutely.
And Jamie Dornan even showed his unit in the first one. He didn't after that, but it's pretty cool. But great nudity and incredible box office for the 50 Shades movies, which is number 18 on our iconic moments
of
all time.
So far I'm with you 100%. What's next, Ken?
Let me just say that I don't know if 50 Shades would have existed if not for a 1986 classic called 9 1/2 Weeks with Kim Basinger. And I think you had to have... It's a good contrast to 50 Shades because, first of all, it could barely get released at the time. It was very controversial. But that was the first one in the mainstream that really focused on, you know, submissiveness and bondage and all that. That you got to remember, back in 1986, that was like taboo. And,
oh, absolutely.
And like I said, it was very difficult for that movie to even get made, but it became a cult hit on video, cable television. It's one of those that if you grew up in the 80s or 90s and had cable, you watched 9.5 weeks as much as possible. And I got to say that I pleasured myself to Kim Basinger, the striptease you could leave your hat on many times, freeze framing that out on the balcony, and really, really incredible stuff. I did hear that Kim Basinger owns like 14 hours of deleted scenes from that film. I'd love to get my hands on those.
Yeah. How do we get access to that? Kim, if you are listening for any reason, please give us a little sliver of that content. Yeah. Even a second.
But it really didn't. And also, like, Mickey Rourke, you forget, like, he was a really good looking guy, like,
hot
in the 80s and stuff.
Yeah, really
hot and sexy.
He was looking good,
But so 9.5 weeks, right? Yeah, oh yeah, 9.5 weeks turned Kim Basinger into a big sex symbol and star.
Absolutely.
But it's because of what this movie was about and how groundbreaking it was, and the fact that it, you know, had a life after it was in theaters is really a credit to the cultural impact, and we still to this day. You know, when you're having, you know, back in the day when I was hooking up with girls, you'd say like, yeah, we had a 9.5 weeks, you know, and then it ended, you know. So people know it's like part of cult, you know, it's part of pop culture, 9.5 weeks. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, you know how like you date a girl for a couple months, you had a 9.5 weeks. So, lots of great sex and then it ends. So anyway, that was number 17 on our list. So number 16 is a nude scene near and dear to my heart. It's Shannon Elizabeth reviving the teen sex comedy with American Pie. And
Best ever.
Yeah,
for me, because I was that age, you know?
Right. My good friend Mike McBeardo McPadden, who is the teen sex comedy expert, of course, that big fan of his work. He's always been big on that. And we talk about it, where from 1982 to 1985 was the golden age of teen sex comedy, because it was like tits and zits and R-rated nudity. And then John Hughes came along and things really changed. And, a lot of people love Ferris Bueller and Breakfast Club and, you know, Pretty in Pink and those movies. But let's face it, they weren't movies with a lot of nudity. They were really, the nudity was like taken out of the teen sex comedy. So things changed through the 80s and into the 90s. And what was so cool about American Pie, it revived that in 1999 when it came out. It really revived that raunchy, glory days of teen sex comedies. And I always consider this movie really important.
It was necessary.
After there was tons of knockoffs after it that featured lots of great nudity. And, Shannon Elizabeth was like the Phoebe Cates of the late 90s. And
absolutely.
That nude scene. Yeah, people remember that nude scene, you know, and it's my era is Phoebe Cates, but the guys like 10 years younger than me or 15 years younger than me remember Shannon Elizabeth as their go-to scene. And it's really funny, too, when you watch it and the guys
are funny, too. Yeah.
They're on the Internet in 1999. And, they're watching on their computers and it's like, thank God for the Internet. And don't forget when Jason Biggs fucked the pie. It's a great movie. It's a great movie. But number 16 on the 20 most iconic moments in celeb nudity is Shannon Elizabeth in American Pie.
Yes.
And don't
forget that this
movie was so popular, it was parodied by Serena Vincent in Not Another Teen Movie, where she walked around completely naked for the whole movie. So reasons that should be on the list, but that came in at number 16. So, anyway, Andrew, I want to just once again, a big shout out to our sponsor, Adult Time. the Netflix of porn, and not only for sponsoring the 20 most iconic moments in celeb nudity, but also for being a sponsor for this podcast this week. And really happy there. And I was, Andrew, it's funny because, you know, I mentioned that they're the Netflix of porn, mm-hmm. and they have tons of original programming. So now I have a password and I've been starting to check it out. And I love, like, listen to these original programming.
Yeah.
TV shows from Adult Time. It's the a show called Girl Core.
Okay.
A show called Future Darkly. The We Like Girls Project, but the one I am immediately going to check out is Girls Under Arrest, a new show from Adult Time, and all original content. And Future Darkly is like a porno Black Mirror, which is really cool. And we're going to have Bree Mills, the CEO of Adult Time, next week to talk more about it and finish this list. But big fans again, and I just wanted to mention thanks again for sponsoring it before we move on to 15 through 11.
If I could add that our listeners get 1 week absolutely free if they go to adulttime.com and use the promo code Mr. Skin. There's no spaces, there's no punctuation, just MRSKIN, and they can check it out for themselves.
Yeah, and it's definitely worth it. I'm luckily was when you're a big shot like me in the adult space, you get passwords, but please check it out. Adult Time is really worth it. I'm blown away by the amount of content in the Netflix of porn, Adult Time. So anyway, Andrea, let's go down. I want to get up to number 15. Now, I know you know this movies, and everyone remembers Brokeback Mountain.
That's right. Yep.
The 2000s.
What year was that,
Two cowboys go up a mountain and come back down as gay icons. It's Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal became A-listers, mm-hmm. and they were the first, and this is why it had big cultural impact, was they were the first actors that I could think of that really got a major boost from playing gay characters rather than it harming their career. You know what I'm saying? And that was a big deal. And this movie won 3 Oscars, grossed $200 million. And it was, now there was female nudity in that. We do know that Anne Hathaway, et cetera. But the film grossed close to $200 million, won 3 Oscars. And it really was about two good-looking heterosexual males that played gay guys.
Very convincingly.
And that's
good
a
job,
big
boys.
Deal. Very convincingly.
Very
yes.
Very convincingly.
Yes. And you could relate to that, Andrea, as a heterosexual female who can fake great lesbian sex scenes when you've had them in your life, right?
That is absolutely correct, Skin. It's not too hard to act when you're enjoying it.
No, and it's so that's number 15 in our list. And I think Heath Ledger even met Michelle Williams on the set and fell in love with her. And
little trivia point there.
And there was, I guess, a funny story where, so these guys had to really kiss. And there's a funny story where Heath Ledger almost broke Jake Gyllenhaal's nose because of the aggressive kissing, you know? And I don't know. So this was, I think the 13th highest grossing Western of all time and one of the highest grossing romance movies of all time.
Crazy.
So it's a big deal.
That
and again,
deal.
The reason it's on his list is two male actors became big stars playing gay characters, which was, you know, I know today that doesn't sound like as big a deal, but in 2005 era, that was. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Groundbreaking. Yeah. And it was necessary. Yeah. So,
Oh, yes. Now, number 14 on my list of the 20 most iconic moments in celeb nudity is one of my favorite nude scenes of all time. And, you know, Andrea, you probably know this, but I don't know if you do, but in the 1920s during the silent movie
1920
era,
Skin.
I know. Well, I'm going to give you a little history lesson
okay,
here.
You're leading me
there
up.
Actually used to be there actually used to be nudity in movies and stuff. Not movies you would have heard of, but to the public, they had nudity in film. And if you did it the right way, it could pass the censors. But then the Hays Commission came about in about 1934, and there was like a total shutdown for American cinema throughout the mid-30s through the 40s and the 50s. And there was not like, there was no lesbianism. There was, you know, there was no, now I'm talking to mainstream film.
Okay.
There was no nudity. There was nothing. I mean, it was very like, you rarely would see a man and a woman in the same bed. It was a big deal.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And then in the 1950s, Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, Mamie Van Doren hit the scene.
That's right.
And they became huge stars. But what also was happening at the same time was the Italians and French with Sophia Loren and Brigitte Bardot, in these were movies you could see in art house cinemas in the U.S. were doing nudity and doing very sexy things. But in the U.S. made movies, you weren't seeing any nudity. That was until my number 14 on the list, when Jane Mansfield did a movie in 1963 called Promises. And this movie's in black and white, but the nudity is fantastic. And Jane Mansfield, you could say, was a poor man's Marilyn Monroe. And she wasn't obviously as famous as her, but boy, did she have an amazing body. Oh, and
the best
why
ever.
This was important was they literally promoted the movie Promises in 1963 is buy a ticket and you'll see Jane Mansfield naked. Greatest advertising.
I mean, that'd get me there.
Yeah, so she was like the B-team Marilyn Monroe, not, you know, Marilyn Monroe A-lister. She was more of a B-lister, but...
Well, I'm looking at her naked. First... She's more of a C-D-lister.
Oh, if, my God.
Maybe
yeah,
she double D, naturals. Depending on who you're asking.
And she... was the first American actress, you know, in a mainstream film to do a nude scene since the 1920s. And this was
since
a big deal.
The
and then obviously it led, obviously it led to a bunch of other things. And a funny, well, not, it's actually a sad story, but Marilyn Monroe had in the year before was going to do a movie called Something's Gotta Give.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the infamous last movie of hers, but she never completed it because she was so late to the set and they just have any issues. And she was going to do a nude scene in that movie. In fact, some of the stills and the video from that exist. I think we have that at MrSkin.com, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, the film was never made, so it technically didn't count because no one saw it till many years later, you know, in the public. But you know, Jane Mansfield was like, well, if Marilyn Monroe's going to do a nude scene, then it's okay for me to do it. But things were changing. You know, the 60s, things were moving. The bottom line is this is a very important, iconic moment. Jane Mansfield completely naked in Promises from 1963. And Andrew, you might not know a lot about her, but wow, does she have awesome boobies and
stunning
full
beauty.
Yeah. Yeah, she really is.
She really is.
I love that nude
scene.
There's
not a flaw on her body. She's just gorgeous head to toe. So, and even in black and white, you can tell how stunning she is. So,
one of the great black and white nude scenes of all time.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's funny now. If you don't know, Jane Mansfield passed away in a car accident in the 1960s, and in that car, I believe she was in the car, was her daughter, who was a baby, who survived.
Oh, what?
Named Mariska Hargitay, who you might know from SVU, the star. Yeah. By the way, Mariska Hargitay never nude, but it's pretty sad because Jane Mansfield died, and Mariska Hargitay is her real daughter. She just never really got to know her mom, which is too bad. But anyway, I don't know if a lot of people know that Mariska Hargitay is Jane Mansfield's daughter. So,
yeah, I mean, you can tell once you know and you look at her, you're like, oh, my God, those are her big, beautiful eyes. You know, like,
yeah,
but if you don't know, I don't know
woman.
If you'd ever put it together. But I think you're the first person that told me that years ago. And ever since, I just saw her with such new appreciation because I'm like, oh my God, this is Jane's daughter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool. So moving down the list of the top 20 most iconic nude scenes of all time, number 13, Andrew, you know this well. I've talked to you about it a few times. My favorite group shower scene in the history of movies, and such an important movie too is the from the teen sex comedy Porky's from 1982. The shower scene there.
I mean, on so many levels, had
culture. Yeah. This was the movie that really started that great era of teen sex comedies. This movie sold, was like, people forget that it spent 8 weekends number one at the box office, which
is very hard to
picture. Yeah. And it was just before like VHS and stuff became popular, and you still had to go to the theater to see nudity. And it just was, but what happened was this movie did so well as a tits and zits teen sex comedy that what do we say? What happens when a movie about, you know, teen sex that has tons of nudity makes tons of money, what happens? It ignites, you know, a whole bunch of copycats, and that started the 80s teen sex comedy mania. This movie, but most importantly, this scene, which is still iconic today. I always have this movie's in a loop on our 100 greatest movies that we like at Mr. Skin, playing at our office all the time. Mm-hmm. I see it every once in a while when I'm going to the bathroom, which is perfect because I need about 10 minutes in the bathroom after I see that scene. So anyway, it's just a funny scene
with
Bola Ballbrooker pulling Tommy Turner's dick through the wall, and just a lot of cool moments. But what it did was really start that whole teen sex comedy mania. So that's number 13, the shower scene in Porky's, and it's great. Now number 12 is important because of the NC-17, using NC-17, yes. Loud and Proud, and making tons of money off that rating was the Showgirls movie. It celebrated, before Showgirls, you couldn't make money with NC-17, but they said, Paul Verhoeven, his follow-up, The Basic Instinct, and they're like, listen, we're gonna do everything we can to promote this as an NC-17 movie. We're going to be graphic, and you know, the screenwriter Joe Esterhaus was in, and I think he received like $2 million to write the script. Anyway, it's like, I think Quentin Tarantino referred to this film as the Mandingo of the 90s, and I always say, when people ask me what's the greatest movie ever made for what I do, I always say Showgirls, when you think about Elizabeth Berkley, who was fresh from Saved by the Bell,
yes,
doing some of the most graphic nudity. I mean, lips.
Dude.
I mean, the incredible grinding.
Oh, my God. I can think of a million things right now without even looking at what I've been sent. The thrusting, the kicking, the jacuzzi, like all of it. The changing room. Like the shows themselves. And the fact that it's not just Elizabeth Berkley skin. It's Gina Gershon. Hands down. Oh, yeah. Done. No. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you don't have to tell me. And you had Gina Gershon naked about 13 or 14 other, you know, Raina Riffle, bunch, yes, of other like B movie actresses that were in it, and lots of natural boobs. Just the amount of nudity in it's off the charts too. And you know, this movie bombed at the box office at first. It was called the worst movie ever made by some people, but it caught on as a midnight movie, and then the home video phenomenon it had. But this thing made hundreds of millions of dollars over time, and it did it embracing the NC-17 rating, which makes the cultural impact and the importance of it for what I do for a living. It had to be on my 20 most iconic moments in celeb nudity.
So. I'm with you all the way. I mean, Showgirls till this day is just top five faves for nudity for sure. Yeah, for me.
They embraced the campiness. They,
yes,
wasn't like. That's what was so cool about it. It's, and you know, it's just to go back and watch it, like to think, like Elizabeth Berkley was on
Saved by the Bell.
I mean, she was on Saved by the Bell, and then she's doing this.
Jesse Spano.
Yes, I know.
Jesse freaking Goody Goody Spano, and now she's doing high kicks, showing her poon.
Oh my God! Yeah,
best ever. Yeah, it's,
right. I mean, like. Yeah, I've heard funny stories about that. Her parents at the premiere, is, I heard, pretty awkward, but
oh my God,
whatever.
It's
still in my opinion, the greatest movie ever made for what I get to do for a living. So
yeah.
Anyway, We're going to wrap up today with my number 11 scene, you know, iconic moment in celeb nudity. And to me, this is an important one because I remember everything leading up to it and everything after it because of what I do for a living. But it was the Charlotte Ross NYPD nude scene from February of 03 that it's the cultural impact is such because here's the thing.
Yeah.
We were heading, you know how like right now with all the platforms with, you know, Netflix,
Hulu,
and Showtime, yeah. There's so much television nudity. But back in 2003, mm-hmm. you had HBO and Showtime and that, but it wasn't anywhere near what it is today. But on network television, on ABC,
yeah.
believe it or not, Charlotte Ross in February of 2003, you know, a day that will live in skinfamy, February 25th of 2003, when in the Sipowitz's apartment, stripped completely nude and did the equivalent today of an R-rated nude scene. And
which is insane.
Which this is where we were in 2003. Yeah. We were turning into France, and then you know, the Janet Jackson thing happened and everything else, and the FCC fined ABC $550,000. It became, this was where we hit a peak. This is where we were going, and then boom. It was done, and we had to wait for, you had to only see nudity in the different platforms that are, you know, streaming or pay, you know, pay where you pay,
yeah.
versus the free television, which was a big bummer. It's shifted back obviously a little because the, stations with commercials can now show a little stuff.
But mm-hmm.
again, if you go back and watch this Charlotte Ross nude scene in the bathroom, you literally will think it came from an R-rated movie.
And what channel was this on?
ABC.
No, I mean, you said ABC. It, but I was in a bit of disbelief.
Like, think about this. 16 years ago, this was on ABC. Could you imagine turning on ABC?
No.
That's Channel 7 in LA, Andrea. Yeah, could you imagine turning on your TV?
Channel 7 is the channel Thursday you go night, to right? when you don't want to see anything fun. Like, at all. Right. Like, right. I think I hate myself. No I'll watch Channel 7 today. Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. No one's going to Channel 7. So the fact that this, wow, yeah. I'm just still in shock. You know, how many years later, it still shocks me. That's why it's on the list. That's why it's on the list. Wow, this
So this is where, like
insane.
I said, this is where we were heading. Janet Jackson happened and it all went away.
Thanks, Janet.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a major moment, and I still, when people ask me what's the greatest nude scene in the history of network television, without question, Charlotte Ross in February of 2003. Like I said, a day that'll live in skin for me. So, anyway, Andrea, I hope you enjoyed the countdown. Obviously, it's too much for one podcast, so we'll continue this with Bree Mills next week. Going over 10 through 1. But I do appreciate, again, Adult Time, the Netflix of porn, sponsoring this. And, Andrea, I hope you learned some stuff. I hope you enjoyed some stuff. And most importantly, I hope you saw some hot, naked babes.
So. You know I did. And I just want to remind everyone not to forget to jump on that free week of unlimited Adult Time streaming by using promo code MrSkin. Jump on it, my friends. And, yeah, like Skin said, next week we'll do the top 10 with Bree from Streamtime herself. So super exciting. We have a lot to look forward to.
Thanks, Andrea.
Of course. Talk next week.
This concludes another skintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.